The Thursday night before the march, high school seniors Allie Childs and her best friend Christina Rosamondo made signs for the March for Our Lives rally in Fort Myers. Allie says, "The future is us. The future is bright." Christina says, "Arms are for hugging." The morning of the march, they get ready to head downtown. There's speculation about how many people will be there.
So as of right now, the page says that 2,500
people.
Something like that, yeah.
2,500 people.
There's also giddy anticipation about being part of something so big.
How are you feeling?
A little nervous, yeah. To be honest. I've never really been a part of something like this before, but I'm pretty excited.
They head downtown, where they meet up with Carling Witt, who organized the march. And immediately, Allie and Christina are surprised at not only the number of people, but the different groups represented there.
There's a huge range of people. There's
yeah,
some
a lot,
people.
All ages.
There's some people over there standing in front of body bags that say, "Am I next?" So.
When are you going to vote? Have you registered?
Yes, yeah, I
registered.
And you can vote?
I'll register once I'm 18. I'm not there yet.
You can register when you're 16.
11 days till I can vote.
I probably will soon,
okay,
yeah.
So you guys can vote in November.
Yeah.
All right.
After they help with the setup, Allie and Christina join the chants that break out while speakers take the stage to begin the rally.
We want change!
We want change! We want change! We want change! We want change!
And then as the march begins, Allie and Christina find out they'll be leading.
So now we're leading the march, so...
That would be great.
When did you find that out?
Just now!
Are you excited?
I'm very excited! This is really cool!
Out in front of about 2,000 marchers, they chant more slogans. As they lead the group to the Lee County Courthouse, where students speak, more chants fill the air.
Never again! Never again! Never again!
It is here where the Fort Myers March for Our Lives organizer, Carling Witt, takes the stage to recall how she felt when she was downtown during the ZombieCon shooting, just a few blocks and 2.5 years from this rally.
And I'm sitting there beside a wound on my head where a police officer threw me into a wall to try to get me out of the way of the bullets. And I kept on touching it. I kept on saying, that could have been a bullet. I could have been dead right now.
One counter-protester holds a flag saying, "Don't tread on me," and he argues with some of the marchers.
There's nothing you're going to go into without some sort of resistance. Like, it shows that with every sort of movement that you may partake in, there's always going to be an opposing side that doesn't want you to succeed, and that's what this guy represents, even if he's only one person. So it's still nice to see. If anything, it should motivate people to keep going and pushing for change.
Allie says her mom supports her being here. But it's a complicated issue, and there are not easy answers.
I grew up in a very Republican household, so I grew up around guns and around all of this, so it is such a complicated debate on what should happen next.
Christina agrees.
We all have the same goal that we want. We know there's something wrong right now, and we need some sort of change. We might have different ideas on what that change might be, but we all know that what we have in place right now is not working for us.
Still, Christina says it's the beginning of a conversation. Alexandra Figueres, WGCU News.